Downtown Baton Rouge has been a work in progress, which is why you hear all of this construction noise, and Casey Phillips likes to think he's had a hand in that progress.
We decided to start in downtown specifically because we saw the opportunity to help something that was already happening, right? Like the movement back to the urban core of the city, that's happening all across the state. It's happening all across the country, the resurgence of people's downtown. I mean, we can get into the sociological reasons. I mean, the post-GI Bill and the urban sprawl, and you saw a necessity to have to reinvest and reinvigorate the downtown core.
To reinvigorate downtown, you need businesses and business people. Back in his office, Phillips says that they are just as interested in art as anyone else.
From the business sector, a lot of engineers, a lot of lawyers, a lot of lobbyists, they have an appreciation for arts and culture, but there was kind of that gap of how to, like, besides going to a gallery and buying, you know, a painting, which sometimes can be a very intimidating process if you don't have a formal training or background in, you know, public art was a way for people who wanted to support the arts that they were able to invest in something that was very easily accessible to people and themselves.
Phillips founded the Walls Project to make art more easily accessible in Baton Rouge. The project began in 2012 with a Kickstarter campaign for a collection of murals on the corner of Florida and 4th Streets. We walked to the first mural in the shade of the McGlynn, Glisson, and Mouton building, right across the street from two other murals, one on Harrington's Cafe and the other on the Mentorship Academy.
This is our first one.
This one right here?
Yeah, this is the first one. The first guy to say yes, right? The first person in the business community to say yes.
The project exceeded its original Kickstarter goal, and it's met its goal of completing about 10 murals in Baton Rouge each year. But that doesn't mean it's been easy. Phillips says that finding all the blank walls for murals can be challenging, to say nothing about funding the artists.
I don't care if people say no, because there'll be people that say yes. And so we bang on doors and we ask them if they'll paint. Some people will not only say yes, but they're also like, you know what? We want to help fund this. And then we go and procure some more sponsor dollars, or we write grants, or we find angels, or, you know, we go back in our backyard with our money tree and we take some money off and we make it happen.
The Walls Project is not just about murals downtown, though. They're working hard to make art available to tourists and locals who don't have a car.
I don't have a driver's license and I bike everywhere.
That's Maya Curtis, who's leading bike tours around the Walls murals starting this month.
I think that's a kind of a situation for a lot of people in the city that don't necessarily always have a car, or there's one car per family. So I think that that would help, you know, revitalize downtown, see more people walking and not a mass exodus of, like, the downtown. It kind of looks like there's a zombie apocalypse when you, like, come here at 4:30.
One of the bike tour stops will be at the third mural, which takes up the whole back corner of the little park on 7th and Convention Streets. It's a parade scene full of people, tents, musicians, row houses, and downtown Baton Rouge. It's a scene that's familiar to Louisianans.
This part of our culture in Louisiana, I mean, is just like, it's kind of the undeniable, you know, common denominator, so to speak, right? The revelry level of Louisiana, despite being, you know, 49th or 50th in a lot of categories, has not seemed to dampen the party, you know, and in the cell. And I don't want to use the word party because that makes it flippant. The celebratory nature of us as people.
It's that celebratory nature that Phillips hopes will bring people together through art. For WRKF News, I'm Case Duckworth.